The Marco Polo fire is providing lessons for all other condo owners, but for the owners of the Marco Polo units damaged by fire and water, that lesson may literally be at their expense. Civil Beat reporter Stuart Yurton has the reality check. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Beth Ann.
So for a lot of these people who are looking at, will their insurance cover replacement costs? It really depends on what kind of policies they have, regardless of what the insurance or what the building had for its own insurance. Isn't that true?
Yes, that's right. So the way it works with a condo is there's often a master policy for the building, and that's covered by the fees that residents pay. On top of that, residents are expected to get their own insurance to supplement that for to cover things like the contents, upgrades, and other things they want to have covered in the event of a loss.
We talked about the fire and fire safety and ways in which buildings without sprinklers might be able to get those yesterday when we were talking on Town Square. One of the points that came out was that a woman who is an insurance agent called up and said, you know, sometimes when you've had an event like this and you go to get insurance again, it's going to be higher, particularly if you're in a building that doesn't have a lot of, you know, the full complement of safety code issues. Anything to support that you've found out in talking to some of these unit owners?
We didn't talk to the unit owners about that specifically. What we did find out, though, is that the supplemental insurance for unit owners is really not that expensive. A basic policy might cost $75 a year or something like that, but a really good policy is going to cost still only about $250, and that's annually, and it's a pretty comprehensive policy from what I understand.
For the people who are now going to be out of their units and waiting for their units to be refurbished, they're still having to pay their mortgages, though, right?
That's right. So the way it works is, in some cases, if someone owned a property and was renting it out, they might have insurance for lost rent. Again, the supplemental insurance might cover lost rent. That would help them pay their mortgage. The question is, how long does that lost rent coverage last, and will the building be back online before that runs out?
And will you be able to get somebody else in there, and will it be the same kind of unit that you had before the fire? In some cases, that may not be what happens. Bottom line to this, if you're a condo owner, pull out your policy and take a good look at it.
That's exactly right, Beth Ann. That's what people are saying, and that was the lesson that one of the people we spoke to shared with us. She said, you know, she really wished she had looked sooner. She did not know until this happened, and she's in this very, very difficult situation.
Thanks, Stuart. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Beth Ann. Have a great weekend.